And now it's the Ted Bell Show. This is Herb Sewell speaking.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Come on down.
All right, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills because we've got the juiciest steaks around. We got the porterhouse. We got all of those wonderful sides. Of course, the garlic mashed potatoes, all the things you love. And of course, the prime rib room where we have great sporting events. That's where we have it there.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
We want to get the meat in the mouth. Herb Sewell is my announcer here. Herb, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for requesting me, Ted.
You know something, Herb? You have a great voice. Chef Cedilli is also with us. We got Rudy Canosa back at the restaurant. Harvey Wireman's going to check in. But you has anybody ever told you that?
I have been told that, yes.
Well, I think you have a phenomenal voice. I wanted you to win. And the other thing is that I know that I've given you a hard time in the past.
Well, it's nothing unusual because a lot of people, you know, you do that.
I know the laugh gives people the creeps, though, right?
Sometimes, yes, it does.
Well, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate it. Phil trusts you. I trust you. And Herb, thanks for being with us. Can you? No. See, I don't want you to.
I was just moving this.
But don't touch me or anything.
I'm not going. Wow.
I'm just. You understand my reticence?
Yeah, I do understand your reticence, but I'm not touching you.
Well, what, you mean you still want to touch something?
I don't want to touch anything. I'm working, no, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to touch anything. I want my parole officer.
All right, I think we understand.
Yes.
I'll do that.
What is it, Chef Carl Cedilli, what?
Well, why do you want to bust on the guy, man? All you're going to do is sell the guy out.
You're selling me out.
I'm not selling you out. What are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about the guy who wants to touch on it.
Yeah, when you said that...
All right, I'm sorry. Anybody listening for the penal system, well...
You can't...
That's it. That's penis. Why?
You know, that's penis?
That's not penis, is it?
No, it's not penis. It's the penal system.
All right.
Anyone listening for the penal system, I'm not... Herb's doing a great job for us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, Chef... I said Chef.
It's Chef Carl Cedilli. And I'm really happy to be here with him.
Well, thank you for coming over and helping out here on the show, because I got to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's understandable.
Yes, I think that...
Now, you're the announcer, so...
Oh.
You don't say nothing, so...
I have with me Chef Carl Cedilli, and I hired you. When did you come to work at Ted's?
I think it's been about 5-6 years right now.
And Chef Cedilli has made all the difference in the world. We've got wonderful seafoods. I think that's the thing that you've done more than anything else. You brought the sea bass.
Yes.
And the swordfish steak. You do marvelous things with our chowders. Different chowders. Speak to me about the chowders, will you?
Yeah, okay.
What's so funny?
Nothing, no.
Well, you looked over at Herb, and he looked at you, and the two of you went,
No, it's just...
May I?
Go ahead.
When you said speak to me of the chowders, it just...
Yeah, I started thinking about creamy, and we might as well get something said right now, Ted. It needs to be said.
No. I know what you're going to say. Yeah, we had the trouble, yes. You know, I had a problem in my marriage. I might as well be... God damn it.
Well, I think if you're more forthcoming, Ted...
All right. Try not to sound like me, just what I'd like.
All right, okay, I had a problem. I was not staying at home. Marcy and I were separated for a very brief time, and I got involved in some crazy things, and one of them took place at the restaurant after hours. There was no one there. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You.
All right. You want me to pick it up?
Yeah.
And they found a condom in a clam chowder, and unfortunately, the person that found the condom was a customer.
Oh, my God.
I'm not proud of that.
Yeah, it was a customer, and... I came out and I tried to calm things down.
You did. Chef Cedilli came out. I don't think it was necessary, though. You've come waddling out.
What do you mean, waddling out? Someone told me...
Well, I didn't...
Someone told me that a customer was having a meltdown. I didn't see you anywhere.
Know what? I was in the office, all right? And I was going through the security protocols.
Well, those... Dropping a quarter in front of a woman and watching her bend over?
Oh, you're kidding me. Ted.
Wait, hold on for a minute. First of all, I don't need any commentary from you, Herb.
All right.
And secondly, why are you bringing that up?
You said you wanted to talk about the clam chowder. Isn't that what you want to talk about?
Yes, I didn't need to be talking about... Ladies and gentlemen, hi. I'm Ted Bell. Let's start from the beginning. I'm Ted Bell. So what I'm allowing to have happen here is kind of interesting, because ordinarily I would not let this happen. I would not allow two people who couldn't sniff...
Take it easy.
Come on now, Ted.
All right. I would not allow this kind of this critique to go on. What happened was, I'm going to take over from here. What happened was, Marcy and I had a problem. I was sleeping at the restaurant. I was in a bit of a wild period of my life. And long story short, there was kind of a clan chatter. Now, Chef Tedilia was alerted to this either by Sissy or one of the hostesses.
Yeah.
And he went over and did a very good job saying, you know what, I don't know, but we'll pay for everything. I wound up having to settle out of court on this thing.
Well, I got to sue you. You know that, you know?
Well, I thought, well, what do you mean? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I this is why we've got Harvey Wyman in the...
I understand. We'll get Harvey here in a minute. Harvey handled it for me. And that was just a terrible, terrible situation. I don't know, but we survived it, and we did what I like to call survived it and thrived it, you know? So I'm Ted Bell, and this is my show, and that was Chef Tedilia, who is still Chef Tedilia. I have Herb Sewell here, and we also have on the line now Harvey Wireman from San Marino, California. And Harvey, you know, I know you're at the restaurant right now having dinner. Harvey, one of the reasons Harvey became one of my lawyers is that he was one of my customers, right, Harvey?
Yeah, well, I see. One of your lawyers. I don't know how many lawyers you got, but yes.
Well, I had, at the time, I think I had Tootsie and I had Fitzbottom.
Oh, yeah, but those guys are not...
They're not with you anymore.
No, they're not with me anymore, no. Harvey took over during the condom, what I call the condom clam bake.
Yeah, well, I got a call about from Henry. Henry said, you need a lawyer. And I said, well... pardon me, I got the...
You got this problem you have with the phlegm.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, thank you. I got a call from Henry. Said, I think you better call. You had better give Ted Bell a call. And I said, what's it to you? He said, well, he's having a problem. The condom was found out in the chowder.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I said, what?
Well, Chef...
Hey, Harvey, this is Chef Carl Tedilia.
Yes, Chef. And by the way, this man is one of the most outstanding chefs. The way you do that steak, you call it the steak Tedilia, the way you set fire to that and it just blazes away at the table and you walk away and then you come back and you pour a little more accelerant on it. Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, you know, I try to do what I... You're making it sound like I'm setting fire to it.
Well, that's what it seems like. But it's tender as a mother's heart when you get it, folks. It's a beautifully done steak, but God, you burn hell out of it.
Well, that is the secret of steak Tedilia. You see, what I do?
Can we just get to the point of this thing?
Oh, sorry.
So tell me about.
What happened was I had the women. One of the servers, the hostess, said, I mean, they got a condom in a chowder.
Yeah, no, I know that part. But didn't you offer to make it right, and they were about to accept, then you stuck your finger, you put your hand in there.
So I said, we'll make it right for you. Is that all right? And they said, you know what? Accidents happen. And yeah.
So you stuck your hand in their chowder?
Yes, I did, but it wasn't the fact that I stuck my hand in the chowder. It was the fact that Sissy had told Mr. Wireman that the hand went in the chowder. And that got back to their attorney, you see.
That was unfortunate. Their attorney thought I got my hand in the chowder meant something that it didn't. And that's when he decided that he was going to go whole hog.
So let me get this straight. It was because of Tedilia that I wound up having to pay out of pocket like 50 grand?
Oh, my God. You were told you weren't supposed to reveal.
I mean, I learned. Can't we edit that out?
Yes, we'll make sure to edit out.
I learned that I had to pay out of pocket on this thing a lot more money than I had to.
Well, it wasn't Chedilia's fault. It was that the problem was, since he told me what he said, and I told their attorney, and said it was okay with the ladies. And their attorney said, I don't like that phrase, his hand went in their chowder.
That's the whole thing. And I said, literally, I stuck my hand in it.
Yeah, and I said he stuck his hand in it. And everything I said to their attorney made things worse.
So in other words, the fact that I had hired you was a mistake.
No, it was not a mistake. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. And, you know, frankly, at this point, you know, I'm semi-retired now, but...
Yeah, at this point, you don't care.
Yes, I care. But let me tell you something, Ted. This guy was out for blood. Those two women were going to settle. As soon as the hand went in the chowder, that whole thing took place.
Well, how did their lawyer find out about it?
I told him.
And why did you tell him?
I called up Harvey Weinstein because you went around.
Why was I not informed of this?
This is like 3 years ago. Are you just finding out about this now?
God, I guess I am. Can I, if you don't mind, Herb.
I tried to call you and said, listen, and this was on a show at one time.
Yeah, I remember hearing you and Henry talking about it.
Yeah, we talked about it after it was resolved, but I didn't know the specifics, so I know that Shadelia told the women, we'll make it right for you, and they were okay with that. Is that right, Carl?
That is exactly right. The women said, fine, I said, I'll make it good to you. I'll give you a nice little, I said I was going to bring out a little cupcake, and I'm very sorry, and I said, where's the con? I said, it's in a chowder, so I stuck my hand in there.
How were they with that? Were they okay with that?
Yeah, they were fine with that, and I said, okay, and that's when I got on the phone, and I called Harvey.
Why did you not call me?
I did call you, okay, and you said handle it.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah, see, you were messing around with some broad, and you didn't want to do anything.
You said to handle it.
Yeah.
So I called up Harvey Weinman.
And I said, what happened? And he told me, well, there was a condom in a chowder. You said you put your hand in the chowder, and you said that they had an attorney, right?
No, they told me they had a lawyer, that there was no big thing. Just they gave me the number of the lawyer and the two guys. You guys will work it out. And
why was I supposed to call a lawyer again?
You mean you don't even know? So you guys are doing all of this behind my back.
You were off with some... the condom in the chowder was chapter one of your little episode. I don't even know if you were in town.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
So, somehow their attorney found out about it.
I told him.
And why'd you call their attorney?
I called their attorney because I thought they wanted me to. I thought you wanted me to. Somebody told me.
I had their attorney's number. They said, well, this is a lawyer, and they said, work it out.
But you said to me that two women were fine.
Yeah, they were fine. I said, there's a condom in the chat. I'm awfully sorry. I'll make it right. I'll bring you a cupcake. And I said, great. No problem. This is the name of my attorney. Would you please call him?
Boy, you guys really did a good job without me being there.
Well, you know what, I'm not so sure we're going to get...
All right, let everybody calm down.
Yeah, let me say something here, please.
Okay, Herb, go ahead. You're the engineer and...
I'm the engineer, yes. I'm the only one here that knows anything about engineering a radio show. How I learned that, I have no idea. It seems to me that these women were not okay with you sticking your hand in the chowder. And what made it worse was when...
How did you figure that?
How do I figure that? They said, yeah, everything's fine. Here's our attorney's number.
Yeah, I never found out about that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, Ted, it's over and done with. What the hell's your problem?
Well, I mean, just how close I came to probably a very big lawsuit.
Well, you were close to a lawsuit. As a matter of fact, if I hadn't agreed to pay them 50 grand, you know...
50, that was the number, huh?
You don't remember any of this.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were off with that girl, what was her name, Dion? You were with that girl, Dion. And
well, let me tell you, it was well worth it.
I hope so. I hope it was worth 50 G's, because...
That's how much it costs. So anyway...
I thought they were okay with it.
They told you, yeah, fine.
I said, we'll give you a cupcake.
A cupcake, huh?
Yeah.
And they probably were being sarcastic when they said, oh, sure, that's just great.
I don't know. And I stuck my, said, do you mind? And I said, not at all. And I put my hand on the chowder and got it out.
And I told their attorney, I called a lawyer up.
Well, weren't you suspicious? You're a lawyer yourself.
Hey, Ted, why don't you calm down? That's what you sound like.
Yeah,
it's sounding frantic, Ted.
Herb.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Okay.
And so I called their lawyer for the 968 millionth time. I called him up. A guy by the name of Chance Kilbright.
I never heard of him.
Well, he's over here. He's on the west side. And I said, my name is Harvey Weinman, representing Ted Bell, the owner of the restaurant. Your client's found a condom in the chowder. And he said, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for your call. And I said, but my, you know, the chef there, a man by the name of Shadelia, he put his hand in the chowder, and the attorney went, yeah, right there. He said, that's going to be $50,000. Let's just settle it right now. And I said to him, I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's nothing to talk, you know, he said, there's nothing to talk about. I said, we can't, you know, we can't see eye to eye on this thing. And he said, $50,000 is a pretty fair deal. I said, well, what really pushed you over the edge? He said, hand in the chowder. He said, when I hear that, I think most people hear that, they think of a sex act. And
are you kidding me?
Oh, boy, I've never heard this part at all.
That's what I was trying to say to you idiots.
You know, some every time I'm on this show, the Henry Show, whether it's with you or I'm listening, everything is a euphemism for a sex act. Wasn't there something having to do with someone's packing some? There was some.
Yeah, there was a show recently. Well, I don't know, but I can tell you that a hand in the chowder, it means nothing to me.
It doesn't ordinarily mean anything to me, but it does sound, you know, Mr. Wireman.
It sounds like it sounds like you're trying to get your hand up something.
Well, you know, and so 50 grand later, huh?
50 grand later, that was a story. But that was years ago. I don't even know why you're getting so flipped out about it.
Well, because I didn't know the particulars of this thing. And this was I talked about this on the air with Phil.
Yeah, you talked about it on the air with Phil. So that's 100% of that. And yeah, man, my throat.
I wish, you know, what doctor are you seeing for that?
Yeah, you should go and see a doctor because it's...
I don't know. I got my own doctor, Dr. I don't know if you guys know this guy, Paul Haba.
What's it, Paul Haba?
Yeah, he's in Pasadena. And I love this guy, but he comes from India, and he's not a Sikh, but he wears like a turban. And
well, is he a Hindu?
As what?
Is he Hindu?
He might be, but I go to him. He's a great doctor. He's an internist, and he got rid of a hay fever that I had. But yeah, you walk into his office, and there's incense burning, and it's dark, and he loves to come at you with the hands together like he's a priest, and then goes, "I'm only kidding," and flips the lights on. So I get a kick out of him.
Boy, you guys know some of the weirdest people.
Yeah, well, I know you.
Oh man. Okay, Harvey, thank you very much. Nice to. How's the restaurant tonight?
How's the restaurant? Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, the place is almost empty. Although I'm at my private booth, so I don't know.
It's almost empty. Is Sissy there tonight, or?
I don't. Yeah, she's over. She's taking care of the door. No, things are fine. I'm in a part of the dining room that's deserted.
And is Rudy over there?
Yeah, Rudy's in the bar. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey, Rudy. Rudy. It's Ted. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Great. You know, I'm on the air tonight for Henry, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So we were just talking about the famous clam chowder, condom in the clam chowder. Were you there when that happened?
I don't think I was there. I don't, can't be sure. The condom in the clam chowder, what the...
Let's just say that a condom was in the clam chowder was served to some customers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, you didn't hear about that, huh? I have not heard about that, but... let me just tell you something. Don't put your hand in the chowder.
What does that mean?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking. Rudy, it's Herb Sewell.
Yeah. Herb Sewell is there. What are you doing there?
I'm running the board tonight for Ted.
Do you know this term?
I'm trying to tell these guys, hand in the clam chowder.
What? I'm the guy that said it when I talked to the lawyer.
Who's that? Chef, listen, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I made a comment about don't put the hand in the chowder, which is a very, very common euphemism.
Oh, let me guess. For some other vile sex. Okay. Let me talk to you about something else, Rudy. How's the door? How's the bar tonight? Let's talk about what happened last weekend in the Prime Rib Room when we had the Dunphy brothers, and it was the final round there of the British Open, and Shane Mosley's coming down to the wire. And were the guys throwing some bets around or what?
No, I tell the guys you can't, because Ted, Sunday, I don't know where you were. You at home?
I was at home, yeah.
All right, so you don't work as much as you say you do.
Well, if I may say, Ted, it's not uncommon.
Wait, hold on for a minute, will you, Herb? You don't know anything about my operation.
I was going to say, it's not uncommon for a restaurant owner to come in and check the receipts and go home.
Well, I don't operate that way.
Well, last Sunday, you were not there.
All right, yeah, I was at home on Sunday. I don't know what was... I think it was somebody who was having a birthday or something.
Okay, that's good enough excuse.
It's not an excuse.
All right, well, the Dunphys were in, and I said to them, this kid is way ahead. You know, this Shane Mosley is like 15 under par, and it was the kid brother there, Jimmy. Jimmy Dunphy, is that him?
Yeah. So what happened?
So, you know, they come down a wire. He says, Mosley, and the last minute, I think to myself, you know what? I think that guy, I think Mosley is going to lose too. Nobody can hold on to that kind of a lead. And so I said to him, I don't think Mosley is going to win. And he said, oh, so you changed the bet. I said, you know, I think I'm going to change the bet because I don't think this guy Mosley is going to win. And that's when Jimmy said, okay, then I think he is going to win. And I will take, I'll take that, you know, like he wanted some of the action.
He wanted to take, so he was betting for Mosley all of a sudden.
Yeah, he wanted to bet. And next thing you know, this guy Mosley wins, you know. So I felt like an ass because, you know.
Well, he's going to ask to take over the bandstand again. You know, we're going to have to stop doing that.
All you have to do is say don't do it anymore. You don't owe these guys that much money.
I don't. So why did you let him get up there?
I don't know. I mean, I owe the guy money.
So you did that on your own account?
Yes, I did it on my own account. Of course, you let those guys get up on a bandstand all the time, so I did that. I did the same thing. I don't know. You know, Ted, I'm just doing what I thought you'd do. I did what I thought you would did. Jesus Christ, you know I'm still here.
Yeah, I know you're... Harvey, maybe you can give us an idea as to what's going on here and what, you know, Rudy just said.
So anyway...
So you let him up in the bandstand?
Yeah, I did.
You don't... Have you got that on tape?
I do, because... And I gave it to Herb.
I have it right here, yes.
Oh, okay. So this is Jimmy Dunphy, Rudy allowed to sing after Jimmy... You had the winning bet, too.
Yes, I had the winning bet, okay.
So after, you know, Rudy had a sure thing, turns around and bets the other way, and Jimmy wins, and so here we go with, what is this?
Love Letters?
Yeah, I think he said, he sang Love Letters.
Like you don't remember. He's in my bar.
Don't make a federal case out of it. Just let this ass sing. And next thing you know, you're going to have the Dunphys crawling all over you like white on rice.
Oh, the Dunphy. Like I told you, they're punks. God, why I ever let them in my joint in the first place. Anyway, you know, we're here to celebrate.
Do you want me to play this?
Yeah, I think we should play this so the Dunphys don't get upset.
What do I care whether the Dunphys get upset?
You owe the money, right?
I don't owe the money. Rudy does.
No, I paid them off. But I said that I would play this on the show, so...
Okay, so here's Jimmy Dunphy now with... what is this called?
Love Letters in the Sand.
Yes. Jimmy Dunphy.
On a day like today.
Holy Christ.
We pass the time away. Writing love letters in the sand.
And what were they doing in the bar?
They were sitting politely.
While I cry each time.
He swallowed his hell down, if you heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes...
Love letters.
I heard it.
What is that? This is Harvey Wyman. Anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Harvey.
Yeah, what are we listening to?
This that the hood, this Jimmy Dunphy, you know, those...
Not those creeps.
Yeah.
So I let him sing this song, which paid the bet off, you know. At least I don't owe him no money, you know.
Oh, well, isn't that great?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Turn it off. Turn it off, please. Is that all there is? Is that it? Is that it?
Yes, I believe that it. Did he sing some more?
He sang some more, but that's all I got. All that you recorded, I heard.
That's all that I got. Yes.
Oh man. All right. Listen, Herb. Thank you for that, Rudy. You know, in the future, if you don't mind.
I thought it was you. You always, every time you lose a bet in that joint, you let the guys get up in the bandstand.
I know, and it's something I don't want to do.
You're gonna drive down the valley for your own restaurant. Ted, if you keep having these cheap punks get up there and sing these cornball tunes, Love Letters in the Sand.
Thank you, all. Thank you very much. Chef Chidilli,
how long, if ever you want me here, I'll stay here, but...
And thanks a lot, Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy Canosa, folks, and also Harvey Wyman is still with us there at Ted's in Beverly Hills, right? My restaurant, right, Harvey?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. The reason why, by the way, and I never did get around to this...
Well, that's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah, we want to tell you that you got to start talking about a marathon.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you should have gotten into it earlier.
So anyway, folks, we're going to have the marathon starting at midnight. My attorney, Harvey Wyman, is here for a number of reasons. One of them was we were rehashing the condom in the... What exactly did you want to say to me? I know you worked out the payment... When the condom was found in the chowder...
Yeah, well, I, had to work out the payment for the condiment, and also the with the hand in the chowder and everything, you know, and then and Jeff Cadilia.
See, I actually did stick my hand in the chowder.
He stuck his hand in their chowder. It meant nothing, but it sounded bad to the lawyer, so he said, that's another $25,000. So, you know, what I wanted to say was that this the chowder, the hand in the clam chowder thing may or may not be in the mix that Henry's putting together, but I highly recommend that you do not allow that to be played.
Why not? Well,
excuse me, Chef.
I think one of the
excuse me, I'll do it.
Let my lawyer do it, okay?
All right.
Look. Oh, wow. Everybody's a lawyer all of a sudden. I recommend you not, because this would only be exacerbating an embarrassing situation for those two women who are eating. And they told me, and I even saw them sitting there with bibs on, and they had giant ladles. They loved the chowder so much they were on their second bowl. And they had the extra large spoons. They had on bibs, and they had on. It was as if they didn't want anybody to see them. They wanted to be parked in a corner table. I don't know if Sissy remembers. Hey, Rudy, what about those women? Were they? Do you remember the night? No, I told you. I don't know anything about it. Chef.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I remember that they were in a rather private area of the dining room. I think they were in one of our booths. And it was a catty corner. It was far away from the prime rib room. And it was over near the patio. And they were two by themselves having dinner. They said, if I recall, they said, your special chowder, two, please. And then went back to just staring at the menu. The server that night, I think, was Shannon. And she brought over two of the large bowls with two giant spoons.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I was told by the attorney.
Are we still talking about this chowder? Well, what do you think? What have you been doing?
Haven't you been listening to us?
No, I'm going over this list of things that's going to be on the marathon.
Well, this could very well be on the marathon, the chowder episode.
All right.
So go ahead, Chef.
Yeah. So he said, Shannon brought over two large bowls of chowder, with two of the big gigantic spoons. And bibs. This is after they had ordered.
Now, how did they order the chowder?
She said they said two bowls of your chowder. They said we'll have the chowder two, please. Both of them held up two fingers.
Okay.
And she brought over the chowder and she brought over the spoons. And of course, when you do order the chowder, what happens is the bowls and the spoons make you look like you're like a midget or something, you know.
Yeah, because the serving, the chowder is special and tender. This is why Chef Cadilia is so noted. He serves the chowder in a giant bowl with a giant spoon, so adults look like they're children.
Yes, exactly. You look like you're an infant sitting there. And it's part of the charm and part of the fun of the habit of chowder. And then we bring over bibs.
Yeah, and you wear the bibs.
So you're bringing this up. Why? I've lost track.
I'm bringing it up to say I highly recommend that you do not approve. I do. You do not approve the playing of that episode.
All right, because?
Because it'll just exacerbate the ill will and the bad feelings and the bad everything bad about the night those two women went to have the chowder, and it would turn into a nightmare with your condom floating in it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Oh, you can't disagree. All right, that sounds good to me. Herb,
let Herb weigh in, okay? He's sitting there engineering. I think he's got a valid opinion on this. This guy spent 7 years in the joint himself.
I didn't spend 7 years. I spent 8 years in a forensic hospital, not the joint, as you put it.
Oh, okay. Call it what you will. Call it what you may.
All right. Well, there's that. There was the chowder incident. So many different things have happened at Ted's of Beverly Hills down through the years. I could go through all of them. I don't know if we have time.
Well, there's one other that I would recommend against, and that is when we had the heat wave there a number of years ago, and you were sticking senior citizens in buckets.
Now, hold on. I was not sticking senior citizens in buckets.
The hell you weren't. Yes, you were.
They taught. Now, I remember that because I just started working there, and you had a senior citizen bucket of ice.
I never. What are you talking about?
You said that you were going to cool off the senior citizens. Remember?
Yes, I had a nice tent for them, and I thought, well.
Yeah, and it turned out it wasn't cooling off the seniors. You just stuck them in a bucket of ice with everybody else. So the senior citizens, just so you could get good publicity on helping the seniors and not having them, you know, say, look like they're overheated, you had them ass first in a bucket of ice. I talked to one lady as I walked in to have myself the... I was going to go in for an aperitif, and I saw a woman in a full house coat sitting ass end in the bucket of ice. She was about 73, and I said, who put you there? And she said, wouldn't you like to know? And she said, I'm only kidding. She said, my son did, but this is not what I call, you know, having fun.
Oh, I remember when you mentioned that. Look, I that was also an incident that was unfortunate. I wanted people to bring their mothers and their fathers out of the heat.
Yeah, and you wound up putting them in ice, and everybody else went inside for the crab cocktail or whatever.
It was a special on ceviche.
Okay. So, Ted, every time you do a promotion, somebody winds up taking it up the giggy with a Wawa brush, man.
That is true. Who's asking you? I'm sorry.
Just to reiterate here, I don't think there was that much damage done there. How many people was put in ice?
All afternoon they were sticking old people in ice. The point being, I would rather you not do that. I would rather you not do that one either.
Well, I can't. I don't know. Henry's the guy that's been pulling the hours. He has the rights to this stuff. I had the advertising rights.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, negotiating your rights to the Ted's of Beverly Hills segments, you must be one...
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, one dumb guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you didn't do that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. I would say if you could call Phil up or something...
I'll call Phil and I'll ask him if he could just crap can those two. Which ones are they?
Well, the one with the chowder. And I know the chowder is Chef Jadilia. My hat's off to you. You've been a great asset to Ted's of Beverly Hills with your chowder.
Right, and we don't necessarily call it seafood chowder either.
Oh, it's in it.
I'm not... Why do you keep asking me that?
Yeah, why do you keep asking that?
I'd like to know what's in the chowder. We've been serving that for 10 years.
Well, I don't tell you. You don't ask, I don't tell. Remember Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Yeah, it was the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You got it from the...
No, I know what we got it from. This is the ingredient. What do we put in the menu?
Well, the menu, we say that it's an exotic island chowder, you know, and we just don't say anything. We say, hey. And we have palm trees, you know, decorated, everything like that.
Yeah.
I've got the menu right here.
Exotic. This is our exotic island chowder, fresh from Chef Chedilia's menu book, or menu file, rather. And you won't believe the exotic tastes. Served with saltines or sourdough bread, your choice, with a side of French fries.
That's right. What's with you all of a sudden?
Well, it doesn't, you know...
It's very popular.
I get it. I think it's fantastic.
You know what? I'm going to have to revisit. I don't think I've had the chowder in a long time.
It hasn't changed a bit in the 10 years it's been on the menu. It certainly is the same chowder that it was the night you dropped the condiment in it.
I didn't drop a con...
I've had it, for what it's worth, Chef, I've had it. It's delicious.
Thank you very much, Herb.
Yeah, it's delicious chowder, but I'm not so sure that you not telling people the ingredients.
I'll tell people the ingredients when I'm ready, okay? I put the ingredients in, and by God, I can tell them out. So.
You know, and what do you think about losing some weight?
No. How many times did I ask that question?
Because I can barely understand what you're saying.
Chef Chedilia, as his attorney...
I don't give a shit, okay?
Hey,
Hey, do you mind watching that, man? This is the Ted Bell Show.
As his attorney, I'm asking you to lose... As his attorney, I'm begging you to lose weight. When you waddle out into the main dining room with your little chef hat, and you go, hey, how do you like things?
People love it, man. They say, oh, I'm fat, I love the food.
That's true. I've read where...
Do you mind?
I think Herb's got some valid... Go ahead, Herb.
Wait a minute. This is my show.
Go ahead, Herb.
I think it's a valid point. Fat chefs mean good business.
Thank you very much, Herb. Fat chefs mean good business.
Yeah, they mean good business. Just don't talk to them because it sounds like they're talking with a rodent in each cheek. God.
Well, let's watch that rodent stuff.
Yeah, I would have thought of you.
Oh, you would, huh?
Look, you guys are friends, you're business partners, you know, everybody, let bygones be bygones, and, you know.
Well, the Ted's of Beverly, the Ted Bell Marathon is tonight at midnight. It starts at midnight, and it goes for 48 solid hours, and the hours are selected by Mr. Henry. We are hoping and praying and begging.
Well, it's not that bad, but I think you don't want to piss those women off again.
Well, I mean, the chowder, the condom and the clam chowder. Is it clam chowder?
No, for the 9 millionth time, they call it clam chowder on the show, but no. It's an island chowder.
And it's an island chowder.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an island chowder, a very exotic island chowder.
The exotic island chowder.
Yeah.
All right, well, all right, there's that, and then there's this, the other one with the, whatever the hell it was. What were we talking about?
Yeah, I'm putting the old people in a bucket of ice.
Oh, yeah, the old people in the bucket of ice. I remember that. That was a hot damn summer.
I'll bet you bet it's a hot summer. It's going to get hotter, too. I think it'll get hotter if you play it again, because it'll remind people, oh, yeah, there's probably a bunch of old people that didn't sue. And
well, what's the statute of limitations?
I don't know. I'm just your lawyer.
Great, okay, so...
But you don't... Look, in case there's no statute of limitations, don't tempt fate, Ted. Just take it from me. Don't tempt fate.
All right, so that's what we'll do. We won't tempt fate. But I got to tell you, I got no call over these things. Phil Henry does. We'll find out whether he airs that or not. It's at midnight tonight. It's the Teds of Beverly Hills Marathon. And it is a 48-hour job. And it's like goofy as hell. Lots of wonderful memories, but also a lot of things, you know, a lot of times that I probably wish that I wasn't born. Catch you guys tonight at midnight. I hope and pray. I'm sure we will. And, you know, until that time, this is Ted Bell with Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef, thank you.
Thank you very much.
At Ted's is Harvey Wireman. Harvey?
Thank you. It's been fun.
And our engineer here has been, of course, the one and only Herb Sewell. I know I didn't let you on, Herb. And
well, that's all right. I understand that just the engineer, but I had a couple of...
I know you had some opinions, it's just that... it's just that no one wanted to hear them. Until tonight at midnight, this is Ted Bell speaking for Rudy Canoza, Harvey Wireman, the whole gang. Chef Cedilia.
Yeah, me. I'm Chef Carl Cedilia.
It was Chef Cedilia's seafood chowder.
Yeah. Come on in for the chowder.
And
what's that mean?
And Herb Sewell. Thank you, Herb.
I think you already mentioned me.
Okay. All right, everyone. See you tonight at midnight. And I want to put my hands on the back of your head and drive my meat.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Now, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampry Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, the Podcast One.
Thanks a lot, Chef. Thanks for nothing, man.
Don't forget the island chowder. The island chowder.
Chowder like you.
What are you still doing here?
Oh, sorry.